Bowl here today, a quarterback impact is a big, big thing.
Yeah, and as you walk around the building today and you talk to Ohio State staff members, whether it's on the administrative side or I was speaking with one of the assistant coaches that I'm friends with, and they all know Luke Fickell quite well, or many of them do, and they that's the first thing they bring up is like, man, how can you evaluate him when you lost your quarterback? And there's a reality to that, that it, as we all know, in each of his 3 years here at Wisconsin, he's lost the starting quarterback for major portions of the season. In fact, the starting quarterback has played an entire game for just 11 of the 31 games in the Luke Fickell era. And if you look at the splits, it reveals what you would think and what you would assume it would, but it's also very telling that in games where the starting quarterback plays and finishes, Wisconsin is 8-3 overall. And by starting quarterback, I should reference that what that means is the opening day presumed starter. So in this case, Billy Edwards, last year, Tyler Van Dyke, etc. In games where the starting quarterback plays and finishes, Wisconsin's 8-3. They're 4-1 in the Big Ten play. When they don't, 6-14, 4-12 in Big Ten play. From a points per game standpoint, when you have the starting quarterback, this team's averaging 28 points a game. When the backup is forced into action, it drops to 18 points per game. And I heard this comparison, and I thought it was really relevant this week, that people would ask, well, why would the starting quarterback going out affect the defense? That shouldn't have an impact on that. And the reality is, the starting quarterback impacts everything, not just from maybe where you're putting your defense on the field, but also from a leadership and a confidence and a game management standpoint. And the Bengals are an interesting example of that. They started the season 2-0 with Joe Burrow under quarterback, allowing 21 points per game on defense. He goes down the very next game. They give up 48 points to the Vikings. That's what I'm talking about. Since in the five games since Burrow has gone out, they're giving 34 points per game. So his injury affected the defense. The last thing about quarterbacks and why this is so challenging is in this era of transfer portal and having immediate eligibility when you transfer, it's really hard to build a quarterback room. You could feed many mouths at running back or wide receiver or D-line. And quarterback, as we know, one player is going to play. That's how that position is designed. So when you have to try to find backup quarterbacks, if the quarterbacks are good, they don't want to go somewhere and be a backup. So building depth in that room is hard. And we know Wisconsin has had a ton of turnover from transfers in that room. And then they've had freshmen that either haven't worked out or have left in the last few years, and that's kind of left them in that situation. But it's not just a Wisconsin issue. Ohio State would probably be in trouble if their starting quarterback went out. They're lucky enough that he's been healthy. But if you look at their depth at quarterback, the backup quarterback for Ohio State has taken meaningful snaps in one game in his career. The third-string quarterback is a true freshman. The fourth-string quarterback was a transfer post-spring ball who played at North Carolina A&T and Houston Christian. So if he went down, I think Ohio State would be in a lot of trouble too, and that's the nature of it. And I know these may sound like excuses on some level, but it is also a reality.
Yeah, and I think what Ohio State did in 2014 was so rare with Cardale Jones, who ended up being the third teamer, and then but you turn around and give the ball to Ezekiel Elliott and so on.
And that was 11 years ago.
It was 11 years ago, which in a lot of ways might as well be 100 years ago in the nature. But just guys, there are a very, very, very select few who occasionally can have that kind of quarterback depth. And Wisconsin's just not one of those programs.
At least not at this point, right?
Correct. Red zone. Win the red zone, which if you could do that against Ohio State, you've got something to be really proud of. Usually when you get inside the 20, you don't get in the end zone. What Illinois did last week was something that had not been done before. Right?
You took the words out of my mouth. And, you know, I think we all know Wisconsin can't get into a shootout in this game. The offense has only scored 20 points in three Big Ten games, so they cannot get into a shootout. They are going to give up yards. So when you do allow Ohio State into the red zone, trying to get them to hold them to 3 instead of 7 is going to be pivotal. And if we're picking nits, which is all you can do against a team like Ohio State, where they're number one and their statistics are gaudy on both sides of the ball, one area that they've drawn some criticism, and again, it is nitpicking, I understand, is that their offense has not been real efficient in the red zone and converting into touchdowns. So, and what that looks like from a statistical standpoint is that including last week against Illinois, they have converted 90% of their red zone chances into points, But that falls to 71% in a touchdown ratio of scoring a touchdown when in the red zone. And it's still good. It's 35th in the nation. It's not terrible. But it is one area that maybe Wisconsin can exploit to try to keep themselves in this game. Defensively, the Badgers haven't been great about keeping teams to 0 points within the red zone, but they've been okay at holding teams to 3 instead of 7. They've got a 56% touchdown ratio of their defense, which is top 50 in the country. So, again, they're not number one at it, but if you're looking for positives, maybe that's an area Wisconsin maybe could win.
It is one of those things, as you said, you dig really deep with a team as good as Ohio State trying to find some flaws, and we've done that with really good Wisconsin teams here in the past. Certainly, the 12-0 regular season team of 2017, and the Big Ten championship teams of 2010, 11. We've seen it with Wisconsin basketball teams, the back-to-back Final Four teams. Okay, where's their weakness?
Yeah, where's the chink in the armor?
And the better you are, the harder we'll dig to try to find
there's
something.
Always something.
There's always something. Appreciate it, sir. Stay cool down there.
Oh, you bet.
All right, he's Patrick Hurd. That is today's Badger Notebook. Stay with us when we continue with our pregame coverage. We'll hear from head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Badger fans, just like a great football team needs a solid game plan, your retirement needs one too. This past July, lawmakers passed what some are calling the One Big Beautiful Bill, and it could have a major impact on your retirement strategy. From changes to required minimum distributions to new savings opportunities, the rules of the game are shifting. That's why at Drake & Associates, we want you to have a playbook. Our Retirement Ready Toolkit includes my book, Get Retirement Ready, along with complimentary guides to help you prepare. All you need to do is text TAX, T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. That's 262-578-5657. Don't wait until the fourth quarter of your financial life. Make sure you're retirement ready today. Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Advisory services offered through Drake & Associates LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Badger Sports Properties LLC is neither a current client nor an affiliated entity of, nor does it endorse Drake & Associates LLC. The Wisconsin Athletics is a paid sponsorship program.
Hey Badger fans, Truly Unruly is now a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We've upped the ABV to 8% so you can take your parties to new heights with flavors like Tropical Twist, Berry Blast, Citrus Crush, and Strawberry Smash. Unruly is the ultimate party starter. Whether you're watching the game from the stands, the screen, or just here for the tailgate, grab an Unruly and let the fun begin. Hard Seltzer with other natural flavors. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of Steel. From blowers to chainsaws, Steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Battery pop quiz. Did you know that most rechargeable devices use lithium-ion batteries? They're in laptops, power banks, and more. They can, however, be a fire risk. So power up your battery smarts with tips from the National Fire Protection Association. Only buy products with a safety certification mark. Charge devices on hard surfaces. Don't use off-brand cords and always unplug when fully charged. Let's charge into fire safety. Visit fpw.org/battery for more tips.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time for our pregame chat with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zembrick Fish Hatchery Road. Let's jump right in. This Ohio State team coming in undefeated. One guy I didn't ask you about in your radio show is a quarterback, Julian Sand, who originally was going to be with the Crimson Tide at Alabama. He comes up here with the changes that went on down there. What are you seeing with him? Because he's now in his first year as a starter. What have you seen with his growth so far this year?
I think they've done a great job of just making sure they keep him comfortable. I think he's been sacked twice all year. I mean, in that there's twofold. That's obviously because they do a good job. They get the ball out. They protect him well. But I think he's got a really unique pocket presence for a young guy. And that's probably the as impressive a thing. Yes, he can make every throw. Yes, he's got some guys, obviously, that are incredible targets to throw to. But his ability and his pocket presence to not take sacks, to still keep the ball alive, not as a guy that has taken off and running a ton, but has been able to keep the ball alive with his pocket presence as a young guy has been really impressive.
Has it been one of the bigger differences philosophically over there, Luke? You know, they would have a Braxton Miller guy you're very familiar with, and then later a Justin Fields, and now if it was Will Howard last year, I mean, maybe they can run it when they need to, but it's a little less of that right now.
Yeah, they've done a good job. What's the strength of not only the team but the quarterback? And that's where everything starts. And so I'm sure he can run, but I think that they also know what is best for them overall and what is best for a younger guy. And so they've done a really good job of saying, okay, maybe the quarterback run game had been a bigger part the last 4 or 5 years. Right now, it's not as big a part, but I'm sure there's some wrinkles that they can always do.
Now, he's got incredible weapons, as we talked about on your radio show, Jeremiah Smith, just a sophomore, believe it or not, and teams can try to take him away, but number 17, Carnell Tate, number 1, Brandon Ennis. If those are options B and C, maybe it's just 1 and 1A. I mean, they're really, really good, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And sometimes that makes it even harder for the quarterback because he's got so many guys he's got to be able to spread it around to. But it also makes it harder to defend, too. So you can't forget the tight ends because they played a big part of what they've done as well. And I think the balance of their ability to run the football. I mean, they got a freshman running back that is – really done an impressive job. And so that's why I mean that the balance that they have and have shown this year in particular is something I don't know that I'd seen in the last couple of years.
It always seems like, too, from the outside looking in, I know Coach Alvarez has talked about this a lot, a program like an Ohio State will have good depth. And when I say that, I'm talking about their defense right now. I mean, their starters are really, really good, but you can roll a lot of guys in the interior defensive line. They can too, and it doesn't seem like there's much of a drop, if any.
No, I think you see that from a lot of the guys that left from last year that were draft picks and really, really good, great players for them, and you know that there's not a drop off as the next crew comes in. Mm-hmm. And so, there's some obvious, you know, recruiting things and stuff that have happened, but there's also a consistency, really for the last 15, 20 years that has what helps you in a lot of that depth and your ability to develop, even in this new age world where, you know, a lot of things can change fast with, you know, the NIL world. It still comes down to having that core nucleus of guys and people that, you know, based on, you know, what's going to happen, what you bring in, injuries and things like that, that you can see where they've done a really good job.
Got to ask you had a teammate named Lorenzo Styles. There are two of his sons are now on the team. See some similarities. Say, yeah, I could see that those are tell who their daddy is based on how they play.
Well, no disrespect to their dad. was a great player himself and obviously an NFL player. But, you know, he's passed on some good genes and for both Junior and Sonny, who obviously left high school early and only in his third year has really grown from, you know, what he was maybe as a safety into this, you know, linebacker that is quite unique in his abilities.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame chat presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. We'll check out the lineups and the other games in the Big Ten as we continue with our pregame coverage. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin. Only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now. Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is seeking to hire licensed psychologists and other mental health clinicians looking for a rewarding career providing vital mental health services to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hey Badger fans, Jesse Temple here. With Badger Connect, I'm telling the stories no one else is. The inside moments, the behind-the-scenes access, the features that take you deeper into Wisconsin sports. And while you're reading, you could be winning every month. We're talking premium tickets, signed gear, even once-in-a-lifetime experiences with your favorite Badger teams. Support the sport you love, get content you can't find anywhere else, and win big. Join us today at BadgerConnect.com.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Priscilla Presley. My love for animals began when I was 5 years old and found a puppy wandering alone. Growing up in a military family, pets weren't allowed, but I couldn't turn him away, and my family let me adopt him. That moment sparked a lifelong commitment to speak up for animals who can't speak for themselves. 50 plus years ago, Elvis and I supported American Humane Society because animals deserve our voice. And now, more than ever, they still do. American Humane Society saves lives and strengthens the bond between humans and animals. Each year, millions of animals end up in shelters, waiting for someone to give them a second chance. Your compassion can change a life. Please visit AmericanHumane.org to learn more. Thank you.
WLAK, 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
Going to check at the scoreboard here in the Big Ten today. A couple of minutes remaining in Ann Arbor. Michigan has pulled away from Washington. Wolverines lead 24-7. About halfway through the first quarter in Evanston. Northwestern with a field goal. The Wildcats lead the Purdue Boilermakers 3-0. Last night in the conference up in Minneapolis, the Minnesota Golden Gophers took down Nebraska. Huskers came to town ranked 25th, but that will change when the rankings come out tomorrow. The Gophers a winner and a convincing one last night over the Huskers 24-6. In the top 25, 2 minutes remaining. LSU is driving, but Vanderbilt leading the LSU Tigers 31-24. Is number 12 Georgia Tech leading Duke 20-10 with less than 3 minutes remaining in that game. Oklahoma and South Carolina, they're late in the third quarter with Oklahoma leading South Carolina 24-7. Other games coming up in the Big Ten today, another 2:30 window game has Indiana ranked third in the country at home against Michigan State. Oregon trying to bounce back from that home loss to the Hoosiers, traveling across the country to Piscataway to play the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. That game will kick off at 5:30. 6 o'clock tonight in Iowa City, the Hawkeyes hosting the Penn State Nittany Lions. 6 o'clock start again out at the Rose Bowl. UCLA taking on the Maryland Terrapins. And certainly a feature game in college football tonight will be in South Bend. A 6:30 kickoff as USC and Notre Dame renew that longstanding and great rivalry. And that is a quick check of the scoreboard. Let's get a UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. For Wisconsin, listed as questionable, receiver Tretch Kekahuna, who was hurt in the opening possession for Wisconsin last week. Tucker Ashcraft, who was also banged up in the game against Iowa, he is questionable. Among those who are out today for Wisconsin, Billy Edwards remains unavailable. Tyrell Henry, a slot receiver, he is out, so that would have figured to mean that Jaden Ballard, the former Ohio State Buckeye, will handle punt return duties as well as be an important factor in the receiving rotation. We saw Ballard handle those punt return duties last week. Deonte Hill, cornerback, is out. Darion Dupree, running back, is unavailable. Same story for receiver Joe Griffin. And that is your UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Let's move on to the U.S. Bank starting lineups. At U.S. Bank, we team together. To support our customers and our community, stop by your local U.S. Bank branch today. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. First for Ryan Day's Ohio State Buckeyes, 6-0 overall and undefeated, 3-0 in Big Ten play. Up front, the left tackle is Austin Saraveld, 6'5", 305-pound junior out of Liberty Township, Ohio. Luke Montgomery is the left guard. He's from Findlay, Ohio, 6'5", 312 pounds. He's a junior. The Wisconsin native Carson Hinsman is the center, 6'5", a 300-pounder out of Spring Valley, Wisconsin. Tegra Shibola is the right guard, 6'6", 327 pounds, a senior out of Westchester, Ohio. And Philip Daniels, the former Minnesota Golden Gopher, is the right tackle for Ohio State, 6'5", 315. He's from Cincinnati. They go deep with their tight end rotation. Max Clare, 15 catches, the transfer from Purdue. He's first up, 6'5", a 243-pound junior. The receivers are Carnell Tate, 28 catches for him, four good for touchdowns. 6'3", 195-pound junior out of Chicago, had a big night against Minnesota a couple of weeks ago. 9 receptions for 183 yards and a score. Jeremiah Smith, quite simply, as good as it gets. 6'3", 223, a sophomore from Miami Gardens, Florida. 40 catches already this season, 7 touchdowns. Mentioned he's a sophomore. He has played in 22 games at the college level. He has 22 touchdown catches. Brandon Ennis, the third in the rotation, 6 feet tall, junior out of Hollywood, Florida. First up in a deep running back rotation is Bo Jackson. No relation. Let's get that out of the way now. Bo Jackson, freshman out of Cleveland, Ohio, averaging 7 yards per carry. And Julian Sayin, people throwing that name around as a serious Heisman contender, a 6'1 sophomore out of Carlsbad, California. He has completed better than 78% of his passes for nearly 1,500 yards, 15 touchdowns, and just 3 interceptions. Last week in Champaign, Sayin hit on 19 of 27 throws for a 166 and 2 touchdowns. For the Wisconsin Badgers on defense up front, you've got Big Ben Barton out of Stratford, Wisconsin, 6'5", 330-pounder, and JVR Suggs, 6'3", 299, the senior out of Flint. The linebackers on the outside, Darrell Peterson, 6'1", 260, a senior from Akron. Sebastian Cheeks, 6'3", 241, redshirt junior out of Skokie. And when they're in base, Aaron Witt gets a starting call, 6'6", 247, a senior from Winona, Minnesota. On the inside are Christian Allegro, 6'4", 247, a junior playing good football for this Wisconsin team this season. Leads the club in stops with 41. Tackett Curtis is second in tackles with 28, the 6'2", junior out of Manny, Louisiana. On the corners are Ricardo Hallman, 6'5", 190, a senior from Miami. Had his first interception of the year last week against Iowa. Emilio Agard is on the other side, 5'11", 185, a redshirt freshman out of Philadelphia. The safeties are Matt Young. Preston Zachman remains out. Young, 6'3", 219, redshirt junior out of Nina. And Austin Brown, 6'1", 215, a senior from Johnston City, Florida. Through the years, Ohio State leads this series 63-18. There were 5 ties. The Buckeyes have won the last 10 meetings. As we talked about earlier in our pregame show, the Badgers have had certainly clusters of time where they have had the better of the Buckeyes, winning four out of six from 1999 to 2004. And you go back to the 80s, from 81 to 87, the Badgers won five out of seven. So nine of those 18 wins all time for Wisconsin coming in those two spans of time. As the Badgers all time against the top-ranked team in the country are 4-17, but the last win, a magical one against Ohio State back in 2010. David Gilreath making the magic with the 97-yard kick return for a score. It was a glorious night. J.J. Watt was a game wrecker, and the Badgers took care of their business on certainly a terrific night en route to a Big Ten championship for the Wisconsin Badgers some 15 years ago. And those are your U.S. Bank starting lineups. At U.S. Bank, we team together to support our customers and our communities. Stop by your local U.S. Bank branch today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Coming up, the opening kickoff presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Catch a win at the Midwest Premier Casino Hotel, Pottawatomie. It's meant to be. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Game day hunger calls for a real winner. Kretschmar Deli Meats from Piggly Wiggly. Since 1883, Kretschmar has stood for quality, delivering premium deli meats and cheeses crafted to satisfy. From uniquely smoked hams to hand-trimmed off-the-bone cuts of beef and poultry, every slice is made with care and without fillers or MSG. So huddle up at the deli counter and make your next play a flavored touchdown with Kretschmar Deli Meats. Available now at your local Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Badger fans, when the rules of football change, coaches adjust their playbooks. The same goes for retirement planning. In July, Washington passed what's being called the One Big Beautiful Bill, and the changes could affect when and how you take money out of your accounts. At Drake & Associates, we're here to help you call the right plays. Our Retirement Ready Toolkit includes my book, Get Retirement Ready, plus complimentary guides to help you understand the new rules of the game. Text TAX, that's T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. That's texting TAX to 262-578-5657. Don't get caught off sides when it comes to your retirement future. Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Advisory services offered through Drake & Associates, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Badger Sports Properties, LLC, is neither a current client nor an affiliated entity of, nor does it endorse Drake & Associates, LLC. The Wisconsin Athletics is a paid sponsorship program.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land, we know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling. Our equipment, designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields, makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH. Built by farmers.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. He's also on the American Family Insurance team.
Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, it's time for Badger football.
Stretch to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Wisconsin. Stretch Kekahuna to the house.
Not just what we do or how we do it. Remember, it's who you do it with. We're family, baby.
And down he goes. Cheeks gets to the quarterback.
You got to come out here. You got to compete. You got to make each other better.
Throws left side for Branch. Yeah. It is picked off by Preston Zachman.
Remember our goal. It's right around the corner.
As the Badgers deliver the knockout punch here in the fourth quarter.
Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors. Learn more at join139.com. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Hurd, Mike Keller, Dave McCann, our engineer, and Aisha Jackson back in the network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football on a glorious fall day in Madison. 74 degrees. The sun is shining. A light wind out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. An absolutely beautiful day for college football as the Wisconsin Badgers. It's been talked about ever since everybody knew the schedule, how daunting the schedule would be. It is real daunting starting in just a few minutes as the unbeaten and top-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes are in town, the reigning national champions, and a team that some, maybe many, believe is every bit as good and probably better than last year's team that ran the table in the college football playoff. We'll find out together how good they are today and what Wisconsin can do about it. And with that, let us get to our Construction Business Group keys to the game. Wisconsin operating engineers, build your career. Join 139.com. Mark Tauscher, what do you have for Wisconsin's keys to give itself a chance here today?
I think there is no question. When you have a performance like we saw last week, and there's a lot of outside noise, and you can say all the right things, I just think today a fast start. We saw it in, 2010? And it feels like forever ago, but just getting something positive, because right now what I'm worried about is that you can kind of fall into the, oh, here we go again type of vibe and fast start. And today it's easier said than done. Everybody will tell you to play clean football. It's a lot easier to play clean football when you're playing against lesser talent. You're facing big boy talent today. So today it needs to be as sound gap control on the one side and then hold on to the football and just play, you try to play as clean as you can, but getting off to a start here and just getting something positive going to uplift this group, I think, is going to be critical.
Tausch, I'm going to ask you a question here that we didn't go over in our pregame production meeting, by the way. You guys, particularly in 99, you had several games where everybody expected you guys to win by four touchdowns. I'm sure the question Ohio State fans have for their team is how focused will they be? You guys went through that. What was the challenge?
It's when you hear Nick Saban and you hear, you know, Mike McCarthy, one of the things that he would always say is the hardest thing as a coach is to handle success. And I really think that is the case, because it is really easy to practice hard and to be focused when you have everybody telling you that you're no good and everything else. When people start giving you a little taste of the rat poison, as Saban says, that's when you really have to make sure that you're focusing in, and that's where you find those little chips on the shoulder to put on these players. And the great teams, they don't fall for that. And I think that's where you're going to see Ohio State they have been consistent all season, and I'm sure today it's a road game. They're going to tell them all the right things, and it's Wisconsin's job to put some doubt into their head.
Well, there are a number of Ohio natives, of course, in the Wisconsin program, beginning most notably with the head coach, who was a terrific player for the Buckeyes back in the 90s. Well, there are Ohio guys on the playing roster for Wisconsin. One of them we heard from a little while ago in Darrell Peterson. He's from Akron, Ohio. But there's more to the story than what DP and I covered in 6 minutes. Athletes kind of run in the family as we send it down and say hello to our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and what a beautiful day we've got for football today. And this is the day I'm honored and grateful to be on the sidelines. These are special days, and we're not going to take it for granted in mid-October. And another guy who doesn't take things for granted around here is Darrell Peterson. He's a fifth-year Badger, has been through a lot in his year tenure, obviously, including a coaching change. But he's a guy who is the ultimate representative of what this program and what this university wants from its student-athletes. An academic All-Big Ten selection. He graduated with a business degree. And now he's playing his best football as a fifth-year senior. In fact, the stats will belie exactly what his impact has been. Through 6 games, he's got 13 tackles, but he's got a team-high 5 for loss. And according to Pro Football Focus, who does analytic judgments on players all over the conference, he's rated as the third-best defensive grade among all Big Ten defenders. Third among all Big Ten defenders. Now, notably, Ohio State has 2 of the top 5 as well. But Darrell Peterson playing his best ball, and he's been one of the guys that's been singled out by Luke Fickle as a guy who gets the most or more out of his God-given ability. And I think that's a testament to him and how hard he's worked. He's also put on weight and changed the way he plays a little bit this year. He's part outside backer, part defensive lineman. But in listening to him yesterday, he met with the CBS talent, and they wanted to talk to him about this team and what they're playing for and what the attitude is. And he couldn't have been a better representative for this group. He said, I am so proud to wear the Motion W, and I play every play like it's my last because I care that much about this university, this school, and where I am. And you mentioned the bloodlines. Yes, he's got a brother who's pretty good at basketball. He's a freshman at Kansas who, his name is Darren Peterson, and just might be the number one pick in the NBA draft next year. But we got a Peterson here in Darrell that we should all be proud of as Badgers.
Yeah, he's a terrific guy, Tosh. We've talked about him a fair amount over DP's career. And as long as you have a lot of guys like that, you're going to have a chance. You know, we know this has been disappointing through the first half, and it's a daunting, to say the least, second half. But the biggest picture, if you could keep bringing in guys like him in the program, then that gives you the best chance to getting things back to where you want it to be.
He's about all the right stuff. You can just tell, and I know he had his crew and a couple of those guys left, but you just love his attitude. He works. You go to practice, he's always one of the last guys off the field doing extra stuff. I think he looks at this in a big picture way. And as Patrick just mentioned, I think there's been a lot of downs, obviously, in doing this, you know, this season. But every game, there's at least one or two plays, and he has been asked to play inside. He's doing all of the things. He makes one or two big-time plays. We ask for tackles for loss. We ask for, you know, big-time plays on the defensive side. DP is doing that, and he's leading. He is everything that you're looking for in a Wisconsin Badger.
Captains will be meeting momentarily for the coin toss. Darrell Peterson, Ben Barton, Joe Brunner, and Vinny Anthony. And today's honorary captain still looks like he's in playing shape. Our buddy, your close friend and teammate, old number 5, Brooks Bollinger.
I love Brooks. He is, you talk about epitomizing a Badger. Brooks Bollinger stepped in as a young player, led our football team, continued to lead, and I think he is the greatest Wisconsin Badger quarterback of all time. That's my own opinion. Love to have that debate with anybody, but he is everything that you're looking for as a leader, and he's a real fun son of a gun.
I'll tell you all right now, you want to argue with Tosh on that, bring a lunch pail because it's going to take a while. Remember that 99, his first start, he came in relief late in the Michigan game the previous week, led the team on a touchdown drive, gave him a chance. Brooks took over. Badgers never lost again. Captain's on the field for the coin toss.
It is a tail. You've won the toss.
Microphone cut out. So Ohio State has won the toss.
A little less juice this week on the coin toss, huh, compared to last week?
Ohio State has deferred, so Wisconsin will receive. Yeah, both teams came out of their tunnels without incident here today, so we didn't have any shenanigans before the opening kick. So the Badgers will be receiving, and Ohio State will be kicking off from the 35 as opposed to the Badgers last week where they kicked off in their own 20.
Yeah, I was wondering. I assumed Ohio State would defer, and I thought Iowa would have deferred last week, and obviously with a little skirmish in the 15 yards, Iowa ended up taking it. So this is more standard protocol, and this gives Wisconsin's offense. And I like this for Wisconsin to set a tone. And we saw that up in Ann Arbor. That was, I think, up to this point in the season, the best, most impressive drive. And to set a tone today, getting out to that fast start, put the ball in your hands, go down, move the football, show Ohio State that you can do some things up front.
Jaden Fielding handles the kicking duties for Ohio State. He's kicked off 37 times. 26 occasions there have been touchbacks. So you've got Vinny Anthony and Cade Iacomelli as the Badgers will receive. Go left to right as we view it, north to south here at Camp Randall Stadium. Temperature in the mid-70s, light breeze, bright sunshine. Perfect day for football. We'll take it on October 18th. Here in the state of Wisconsin. The Badgers in the all-Cardinal unis, Cardinal jerseys, and the Cardinal pants, the white helmets, Ohio State traveling white jerseys, and the gray pants, the scarlet trim, as we are set to kick off. Ryan Day, the head coach, he has had a remarkable run. Seventh year as a head coach, 49-5 in the Big Ten, 76-10 overall. And he brings the reigning national champions here to town, ranked number one in the nation yet again. As we are set to go, the Wisconsin Badgers and the number one ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. Fielding is ready. Anthony is ready. The Ohio State kicker on the run up, and he'll steer it away from Vinny. Fair catch signaled by Cade Iacomelli. He'll make it inside the 10, and the Badgers will start at their 25-yard line, and we are underway in Madison.
Really liked a lot of stuff last week. I know, obviously, you'd say, well, you're crazy, 0 points. I love the way Dylan Jones ran the football last week, and after watching the game back again, I thought there were some holes. They did some nice things, but what I loved about last week, Dylan Jones did what he was supposed to, and then when he got to that next level, he found ways to make guys miss and get some more. We're going to need a lot of that this afternoon.
And Hunter Simmons is the starting quarterback, as we mentioned a while ago. The Badgers will come out three receivers to the left, and that includes Dylan Jones. And now Jones will motion into the backfield, and the handoff goes to Jones off the right side across the 25-yard line, and he'll fall forward to about the 27 on a gain of 2. And you had Caden McDonald in there on the defensive line and linebacker Peyton Pierce on the stop. Gain of 2, second down and 8.
Yeah, unique way to get Dylan Jones the football. You don't just line him up. You line him off of the left side in that kind of that triple formation. And basically a little jet sweep trying to get an edge off of the right tackle. Ohio State played that pretty well. Picked up 2.
Tretch Kekahuna in there, motions left. Here's the handoff to Jones, trying to hit it off the right side, and he gets smacked right away. He'll drive up for a couple of yards, up to the 29-yard line. Arvell Reese, very gifted linebacker, junior out of Cleveland, Ohio, on the tackle. Third down and 6 for the Badgers at their 29-yard line.
Yeah, it's tough. The guys up front actually did a pretty good job moving off of the right side. Unfortunately, Jake Renfro at center had his guy covered up. Ohio State was able to kind of slip off, let that linebacker come in, set up a 3rd and 6.
Joe Brunner, Kerry Kadonko are the guards. Riley Malman, Emerson Mandel are the tackles. Iacomelli in the backfield now. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. 3rd and 6, Wisconsin from its own 29-yard line. Snap to Hunter Simmons. Looks, throws over the middle, and the catch is made, but short of the first down is Eugene Hilton at the 34-yard line. Needed the 35, the freshman out of Indiana. Eugene Hilton, T.Y.'s son, makes the catch, but the Badgers a yard short. And we'll send on the punt team. And it will be Sean West, the freshman, redshirt freshman out of Mequon Homestead. He will have his first punt as a Badger. He's an all-state punter in the state of Wisconsin, played some quarterback as well. And he is in there to punt in place of Atticus Bertram's. Brandon Innes is back to receive the punt for Ohio State. Line of scrimmage, the Wisconsin 34. Snap to West, steps up, and the kick is away, steering it away from Innis. Needs a bounce, gets one inside the 20, inside the 15, and it'll dribble out of bounds near the 10-yard line. Didn't hit it great, but got a very favorable bounce, a 55-yard punt, and Ohio State will start at its 11-yard line. Today's game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is building a strong, resilient energy future today and for generations to come. We welcome today's game sponsor, Alliant Energy.
What do you mean he didn't hit it good? You're going to ask him in 10 years. He's going to say he hit
it was
an absolute rocket.
It was a rocket.
55 yards, but that was a case of good, not a great punt, but ended up being a great result by steering it towards the sideline. Got a great kick, and now flipped the field position here for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Buckeyes going south to north, right to left as we view it. Bo Jackson, the running back. Julian Sayin, the quarterback, takes a snap, reads, keeps, throws to the right. Caught by Jeremiah Smith, and he gets pulled down right away by Ricardo Hallman across the 15 to the 17-yard line. A gain of six. As many say, the nation's best receiver, if not best player, period, Jeremiah Smith getting involved right away.
And a great tackle there by Rico. Going to have a lot of one-on-one opportunities today.
Second down and four for the Buckeyes. Shotgun snap to Sayin. Back to throw. Plenty of time. Fires to the left. Wide open. Carnell Tate makes a catch across the 30-yard line. Driven out of bounds by Matt Young across the 30 to the 32. So Sayin with a couple of early throws. First down, Ohio State. 2.5 minutes gone by.
Yeah, a lot of tempo there. And he just found a soft spot in Wisconsin's zone. And Sayin threw it exactly where he needed, kind of found the spot. First down, Ohio State.
Max Clare tied in. Brandon Innis, Carnell Tate come out to the right. Jeremiah Smith to the left from the 32-yard line, Ohio State territory, first and 10. Again, Sayin the throw. Left side to Smith. Makes a catch across the 35, and he is shoved out of bounds over there by Emilio Agard at the 37 on a gain of five. Second down and five for Ohio State. 3 minutes gone by, no score. Buckeyes with their first possession. A little bit of pace here to the offense. Pistol formation now on second down and five. As Sayin, with a play fake, rolling left, drops it off to Max Clare, the tight end, across the 40, made a man miss, across the 45, and he gets caught from behind by Parker Peterson at the 47-yard line, and a first down. Clare, in an otherwise really tough year for Purdue, he had pretty good numbers last year, 51 receptions for the Boilermakers, and he has 16 catches now in his first season at Ohio State.
Just a hard sell by the offensive line to the right side. Sayin does a nice job of bootlegging out to the left, getting it, and Clare made a guy miss and was able to pick up the first down.
At the Ohio State 47-yard line, Clare starts the motion to the left. Sayin reads, keeps, flips, caught by Clare across the 50-yard line, working the right side into Badger territory. Ricardo Hallman first on the scene, a gain of five more, and it's a second down and five, Ohio State at the Wisconsin 48-yard line.
Yeah, it's all hard play action sell, and obviously Ohio State wanting to kind of soften up Wisconsin's run defense. They're selling it hard, quick throws, bootlegs, moving the pocket, picking up big chunks on first down.
Three receivers to the left, Max Clare to the right, Bo Jackson the running back. Sayin again, play fake, steps up, looks, throws over the middle, caught by Jackson at the 40 to the 35, wrapped up by Matt Young there for Wisconsin, along with Christian Allegro to the 32-yard line of Wisconsin. Another first down for Ohio State.
Ohio State, Philip Daniels, their right tackle, did a really nice job on Reiger. Reiger, I thought, was going to get there, was able to just push him back, and then Sayin was able to step up, find his check down, and there was a little bit too much room there from our linebackers on that little check down, and that allowed him to go pick up the first down.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Pistol formation for the 32-yard line, Wisconsin territory. Will Kazmarek, the tight end, motions left to right. First down, handoff to Jackson. He got hit. Ben Barton was first there and then gets some help behind the line of scrimmage. So finally a negative play for, here for Ohio State. They'll mark at the 33-yard line. Loss of one, make it second and 11.
Yeah, you said a Reiger came screaming off the edge to really tighten it, and then Barton is right there, and Ben Barton, you just love what he does. He holds gaps. He is big, strong, and you see a little bit right there why Ohio State is bootlegging and trying to do things out because of that run defense.
Smith comes out to the right in his slot left. Carnell Tate wide left for the 33 of Wisconsin. Second down and 11. Bo Jackson remains the running back to the left of the quarterback. Knee-high snap to Sayin. Looking pass deflected. Penalty markers fly. They kill the play. Look at movement up front. Should be a false start here against Ohio State.
Yeah, the right tackle moved. He flinched a little early.
Prior to the ball being snapped, false start. Offense number 77 5-yard penalty. It's still second down.
That's the right guard, Tegra Shabola. And that's the voice of referee Jeff Servinsky.
I was wondering, you could always kind of tell it was a little disjointed. I'm looking at the line judge throw the flag.
Yeah.
And it was a super late.
Very late.
Super late flag on a false start.
Second
quarterback
down.
Ended up taking a drill shot because of it.
Second down and 16, Ohio State at the Badgers' 38-yard line. And Jackson, the running back, will motion out, lines up slot to the right. Empty backfield, Sayan, quick throw, caught by Innes inside the 40, left side to the 35-yard line, and he'll take it down to the 32. Getting over there for the Badgers, he had Matt Young in there, first hit from Sebastian Cheeks. So that's to the original line of scrimmage, if that, and actually maybe still a yard behind it at the 33 of the Badgers. Third down and 11 for Ohio State, 8:35 and counting left in the scoreless first quarter. And Innes, Buckeyes receiver, is now down and needs some medical attention. He's in a seated position to the right of where the Ohio State huddle would be. So we have a stoppage. Innes Jr. out of Hollywood, Florida. And the athletic trainers for Ohio State out to take a look at him. I think we may take a full timeout here with 8 minutes and 32 seconds left in the opening quarter. Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams. And drive on, Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Badger football. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 8:32 left of the first quarter. Ohio State nothing, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
And welcome back to our true crime podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM. Badger fans, you're dedicated to your team, and at Case IH, we're dedicated to designing every tractor, every tool, every piece of equipment with your land management goals in mind. What are you waiting for? Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers where your home field and huge success await. 8 minutes, 32 seconds left in the first quarter. No score. Ohio State with a 3rd and 11 at the Wisconsin 20, or make that the Wisconsin 33-yard line.
This is what we need to see today, is to get into this position where it is 3rd and long. And if it's a penalty that helps get it, or a TFL, whatever you need, you can't let Ohio State just stay normal. Here's a 3rd and 11. You get the crowd going here a little bit. Make a big play. This is when you have those opportunities to make a play.
Badgers have Austin Brown, Matt Young, and Matt Trainer. The end of the secondary, 3rd down and 11. Ohio State has converted 54% of the time so far this season. C.J. Donaldson is the running back. Snap to Sayan. Badgers sending four. Sayan pressured, shuffled left. He'll throw it deep over the middle to the end zone. Carmel Tate will go up and get it. A spectacular catch in traffic. Touchdown, Ohio State.
That was a whale of a catch and a really good job by saying Wisconsin brought a little pressure, was able to make him move out of the pocket, roll to his left, and then just throw it up right at the end. His helmet comes off. I don't know if the ball was moving around, but into double coverage. Looks like he secured it. Helmet pops off. Just a big-time play right there.
Boy, with Matt Young and Austin Brown right there, that's an NFL-caliber catch right there. And Ohio State's with the early lead here at Camp Randall. And for Julian Sayin, that is his 16th touchdown throw and the fifth touchdown catch for Carnell Tate, the junior out of Chicago, fielding with the PAT. It is in the air. And it is good. 33 yards on the pitch and catch from Julian Sayin to Carnell Tate. And we'll step away. College football season is Modelo season. If you're listening to us right now, it's time for a reward. Reward your full-time fandom with an ice cold Modelo. Modelo brewed for full-time Badger fans. And today's game also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the Shamrocks applied. Visit Cleary Building. .com. For the Rail Transport Broadcast Booth, 8:25 left in the first quarter, Ohio State 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land, we know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling. Our equipment, designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields, makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH, built by farmers.
Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern. Save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
Brew Pub Pizza is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and local heroes in our community as we've partnered with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation to give back to those who serve through each sale of our new Brew Pub Patriot Pizza. Available now in your local grocery store. A 9-play, 89-yard drive for Ohio State. Julian Sayin with a strike and a terrific catch from Carnell Tate. 33 yards on the throw and catch. 8:25 left in the first quarter. It's 7-0. Ohio State leads Wisconsin.
It's everything you drew up, right? You want to get to a third and long. You want to get the crowd into a little bit, your defense on the field, and that's just a great play by great players. Sayin was able to avoid the rush to his left. He rolls out, sets his feet, squares his shoulders back up, throws it where his guy can go make a play in between two of our guys, goes high, points the football, and secures it, brings it down. That's one of those where you say, hey, their guys were better than our guys on that play.
Jaden Fielding again set to kick. Opening kick, he steered away from Vinny Anthony and in the direction of Cade Iacomelli, who took the fair catch. We'll see how the Buckeyes play it this time around. As Vinny did have the 95-yard kick return in the game at Alabama a few weeks ago. And Fielding again keeps it away as this one is a rocket that's going to sail up the back line of the end zone for the touchback. Well, the in-game adversity, and unfortunately the Badgers facing it early today, so how do you handle it? Let's check in with Patrick Hurd.
That's the exact thing that's been preached really all season, but in particular this week, of how do you respond when something negative happens? And we've seen that Wisconsin hasn't handled it well. Last week against Iowa, they make early mistakes and compound it and compound it, and they're out of the game before they even have a chance. In this game today, Luke Fickell preached, they are going to make plays. They're good. They're going to make plays. But we have to go play by play and not get freaked out when they do.
Shotgun formation for Hunter Simmons. Vinny Anthony wide left. Simmons back to throw. Four-man Buckeyes rush. Left side pass hangs in the air, and that's pulled down across the 40-yard line. All right, nice catch. And that's Jackson McGowan, one of those Ohio guys on the roster, going up and getting it. First down to the 40-yard line on a gain of 15. Nice grab by McGowan, redshirt sophomore out of Miamisburg, Ohio.
Yeah, pretty good coverage. Great protection up front. Let Simmons kind of set his feet. And then McGowan did a great job of high point going and getting it.
High formation now as Simmons hands off to Dylan Jones. Hits it up the left hash marks across the 40 and up near the 44-yard line. Gain of about four on the play. Caleb Downs, another one of those players many think is on the short list of best player period in America, where safety makes the tackle, second and six.
Yeah, he's a special player. He's somebody that Matt Patricia loves to utilize, put in different spots there. Wisconsin went a little tempo there, trying to get something going, ran a little power play, pulled the right guard, picked up a quick four.
Back into the shotgun now is Hunter Simmons. Dylan Jones, the running back, will motion out wide to the right, empty backfield. Vinny Anthony slot on the right, snap to Simmons, four-man rush, and the throw, it goes in and out of the hands of Iacomelli, and that's picked off by Ohio State. The throw looked good, just wasn't handled, and Sonny Styles, a senior linebacker, gobbles it up, and it's first and 10 Ohio State at the Wisconsin 43-yard line. Cade Iacomelli just could not gather it.
Yeah, Hunter threw, he threw it hard. It was a good strike right to him, and it, Cade, Ohio State linebacker right behind him, kind of ready to hit him. Ball popped straight up in the air, and it's a turnover, and it is not. Unfortunately, this is the start that we saw last week.
And we'll take another break. Wisconsin football brought to you by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 7:10 left in the first quarter. Ohio State 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football. From Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this